Don't you hate it? In the movies, when the bad guy gets the upper hand, there's always the battle between good and evil, and often evil seems to run rampant for a bit longer than we are comfortable with. Okay, that's enough. The good guys win in the end, right? Let's go ahead and turn this ship around and get it all back on track, set things straight, so we can all breathe a deep sigh of relief because justice was served. The good guy gets the girl. The evil plan was thwarted. But what if it's not? In music, when a song ends on a diminished chord, it sounds unresolved, which can drive you crazy. This is not the way it's supposed to end. We want resolve and satisfaction. We don't want dissonance and unresolved tension in music, in the movies, or in life. Still, when faced with the reality of the bad guys seemingly prospering way more than should ever be allowed, it leaves us asking, where is the justice? Where is God? And how long can this go on? God's people were asking this very same question at a time in history when a rebellious generation of Assyrians had risen up out of Nineveh and were persecuting Israel and Judah. God inspired the prophet Nahum, whose name means comfort, to bring a message of good news and reassurance that God will have his way and judgment was coming. Nahum 1, 3, and 7. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. The prophecies of Nahum are all about the coming judgment to the wicked. Still, this season was when God's people were very much in the middle of suffering from the cruelties of Assyria. Judgment hadn't come yet. Still, they were to remember who God is, even when the wicked seemed to be advancing. Verse 3 reminds us the Lord is slow to anger. Why? He wants that none should perish. Still, he will not leave the guilty unpunished. Verse 7 then is like ointment on the wounds from the evil around us. Remember, the Lord is good. He is our refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who put their trust in him. Friends, these days are dark at times. Our brothers and sisters around the world are hurting. Don't lose heart. Remember the character of God. He is love. You are perfectly loved. He makes a way for us. He is good, and the days of evil are numbered. While we want to see the good guys win, the notes resolved, and things made right, we can trust God is good. We can know peace and find comfort in the midst of any storm, knowing God is still on the throne, and one day judgment will come. That's the truth. Until that day, be a voice of comfort to those hurting around you with the good news of Jesus. This is not the end. I'm Lori Klein.